You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and we've got even more amazing breaking news that the legacy media does not want you to see. What a day. While Democrats are having complete meltdowns over the big, beautiful bill that just passed, guess what else just happened today? The first migrants have just arrived at Alligator Alcatraz, Florida's brand new immigration detention facility that's about to change everything about how America handles illegal migration. And it gets even better. What Tom Homan just revealed about deportation numbers is going to absolutely blow you away. But first, let's start with why Democrats are literally in the middle of a collective emotional breakdown right now. They are absolutely losing their minds, not just over the big, beautiful bill, but now over this migrant holding facility that's surrounded by literal actual alligators. So as I'm sure many of you know, the Trump administration just opened a groundbreaking detention facility in Florida that Governor DeSantis helped establish. But this isn't just any detention center. It's the largest immigration detention facility in American history. It's a 3,000-bed center that can expand upwards to 5,000 beds. And it's strategically built in the alligator-infested Florida Everglades. And gang, the symbolism of this is absolutely perfect. When Trump was there the other day visiting, he noted that they were surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out really is, in the end, deportation. You do not want to go out in that swampland. You're not going to like what finds you out there, right? So it's a stunning facility. It was built in just 8 days by Governor DeSantis using emergency powers, and it's already processing migrants with court hearings within 48 hours. So the facility is strategically designed to process immigration cases in record time, with detainees getting hearings with judges within just days. And there was literally a runway on the facility to immediately transport these migrants out of the country, eventually, it looks like, on an hourly and daily basis. And so as of today, the AP is now officially reporting that the first wave of migrants has indeed arrived at the facility. So not only do we get the big, beautiful bill today, but we also got Alligator Alcatraz officially operational. Now, it gets better. Tom Homan, Trump's border czar, just dropped some bombshells about what's coming next. So he told reporters that the one big, beautiful bill that just passed the House and that Trump is officially signing tomorrow on July the 4th will vastly increase deportations. Remember, the big, beautiful bill increases ICE enforcement by a factor of 20. We've gone from $2 billion in funding of ICE enforcement to now over $40 billion. That's 20x the agents, 20x the arrests. Right now, they're aiming for 3,000 deportations per day, which amounts to roughly 1.1 million per year. Now, remember, that does not count the already 1 million self-deportations that have occurred in just the first 5 months of President Trump's epic second term. So those self-deportations are key. So the Trump administration is dangling lots of carrots to encourage those numbers of self-deportees to continue to climb upwards But not just carrots. This alligator Alcatraz is one of the sticks that he's threatening as well. Note, the facility's nickname isn't just really awesome marketing. It sends a crystal clear message, just like the original Alcatraz was surrounded by shark-infested waters, right? This facility's natural barriers serve as the ultimate deterrent. And as DHS Secretary Kristi Noem explained, if you're illegal and you do not want to be detained here, then you can self-deport. There's a bus waiting for you. Officials will be happy to assist you and make sure you get a one-way ticket out of here.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
And again, remember, in addition to all this, the Supreme Court has now just greenlit third country deportations, right? So if you're caught by ICE and your country of origin doesn't want you back, we can now deport these migrants to so-called third countries. So DHS has already signed third country agreements with Honduras, Guatemala, and South Sudan in Africa, expanding Trump's ability to return migrants, not just to their home countries, but if necessary, to third nations as well. So with the massive uptick in illegal migrant arrests, again, as of today's big, beautiful bill, 20x the agents, 20x the arrests. With that, plus the carrot and stick approach to self-deportations, we should be seeing upwards of 2 to 3, possibly even 4 million deportations a year over the next 4 years. Even if we don't get rid of all of Biden's 11 million illegal migrants, it's going to obliterate the Democrats' plans on mass amnesty to make up for their voter demographic shortfall in the upcoming 2030 census, which may even happen earlier. Did you hear that's in some more breaking news? President Trump has given the green light to Representative Major Marjorie Taylor Greene's proposed legislation to have the United States Census redone to exclude illegal aliens from being counted. So the 2020 census was completely botched because the Supreme Court allowed illegal migrants in blue states to be counted. So they have at least 12 more electoral votes and representatives than they should be allowed to have given their actual population, their citizen population. Trump is saying now he's not waiting till 2030. He wants a new census done before the 2026 midterms, which would be a total game changer. I don't think we're going to see Democrats return to power in a generation after that. I mean, the entire trajectory of the country will be overwhelmingly red, dominated by the growing 30 or so red states. Now, keep in mind, what we got today was simply mind-blowing in terms of border enforcement, right? The 20x in ICE agents, 20x in the amount of arrests. And remember, all of this is permanent. All of this is the new normal. This isn't going anywhere anytime soon, at least for the next several years. Needless to say, the Democrats are just, they're having a collective stroke over all this. They literally don't know how to even remotely process this. Their entire world, their entire liberal infrastructure is being completely dismantled and discarded into on the ash heap of history. They're seeing the border completely shut. Zero, literally zero illegal border crossings for 2 months in a row. They're seeing millions deported every year for the next 4 years at least. They're seeing ICE, the very agency, the likes of which AOC wanted to defund, expanded by a factor of 20. They're growing 20 times what the Democrats had under Biden. They're seeing tax cuts made permanent. Permanent. They're seeing the economy explode. They're seeing the Dow and the Nasdaq setting new records. They're seeing prices falling. They're seeing wars ending, peace treaties being signed. They're seeing their precious trans athletes like Leah Thomas being stripped of all their medals. They're seeing DEI dismantled. They're seeing wokeness collapse at the box office and everywhere else. You have to understand here, they literally have no idea how to process this. Their entire world is imploding right before their very eyes. And there's absolutely nothing they can do to stop it. And to make it even worse, because of the mass deportations and the 20X and agents and arrests, we're going to need 400 more alligator Alcatrazes. And we're not even 6 months into Trump's second presidency. So what do you think? What are you most excited about in this glorious American golden age that's dawning all across the country? Let us know in the comments below and make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for all the latest breaking news on how you are changing the world like you never imagined. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.